New Mexico's greatest hits, Big 98.5. Good morning, it's Chaz Malibu. It's nice to be out here on the air with you. In fact, we had about 27 minutes before 8 o'clock. Clear skies and 33 degrees. What a pleasure to have with me one of the original Latin kings of comedy. On the phone with me, I have Alex Raimundo. Alex, ¿cómo está, hombre?
Bueno, como te dije, borrachito, pero bien. You know, I'm all right. I always got to get my little morning drunk going.
You're feeling good this morning. Is that how you usually get a day started, just to make sure it's on the right or on the right foot or on the right face?
Well, actually, what I'm feeling is still from last night. So. This is kind of cool. I got to tell the world that my kids are growing, right? Like everybody's, because we keep watering them. But my boy last night, he's been taking music lessons for, you know, several years now at the local place here, and he got a band together, and last night they played their first gig. He's 12 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, they played their first gig last night, and so we had the whole family there, you know, supporting, and a lot of friends, and it was really cool. And so afterwards, we all went to dinner and had a good time. You know, I'm just so excited about all the action my boy's about to see. I told him, I said, you're a rock star, dude. You're about to get some serious action.
People, you had kids throwing their backpacks on stage and the whole thing, huh? Alex, I love you too.
I was so proud of
you. You got the mamas doing that too. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So what was, is it guitar or what was he learning? What music wise?
No, he plays the drums. He plays the drums.
Dang, see, that's so cool. I have,
they always say drummers get all the chicks.
Oh, they do. Look at Tommy Lee.
Right.
Gets them all, man. Well, Alex,
my boy, soon he'll have his own video.
We hope that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Look what that did for Kim. That's not too good.
Oh.
Be careful, my friend. Be careful. All right.
Right.
Well, Alex, man, it's been a while since we've had you here in Albuquerque, man.
It has been. It's got to be at least 3-4 years, and you know what? And that's why I'm so excited to go back. Albuquerque was wonderful to me when we shot Hispanic, but I'm a guy that I stay real busy. I've been very blessed in my career and my family and everything going on. But I'm also a guy that doesn't like to wear out his welcome. I don't like to go somewhere every single year because when you come see Alex Raimundo, you're going to see a whole lot of different material. You may see one or two little things that you recognize only because I think, all right, maybe we want to see that. But I work real hard at making sure you don't hear the same things out of me again.
Wow.
I don't like to show up every single year because it takes a while to write that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And make it work.
Well, you do. So many comics take so much comedy from their families because, trust me, that's a huge resource for all of us.
Sure it is.
And when you got 10,000 of them, you know what I mean?
And like any comic, I'm trying to figure out life myself. So that's basically what I'm doing on stage is just regurgitating what happens to me.
Wow. It's really so cool. Now, I need to ask you, Alex, how in the heck did all of you get together to do the Latin Kings? I mean, when that first came out, I mean, the power behind every one of those comedians was huge. Was it just an idea that you all decided, or did someone come up with it and then call everybody? How did it work?
Well, that was all Paul's baby. The dream of Paul Rodriguez and the director and producer, the producer at the time, Scott Montoya, who went on to produce and direct all of my specials, Hispanic, Red Mexican, Latin Divas, Fiasco Comedy Slam.
Yeah.
And Scott Montoya has now, if you watch Showtime, if you watch the comedy series on there, he is probably produced and directed with a guy named Neil Marshall, probably about 70% of what you've seen on there.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he started with the Latin Kings and again, Paul gave him that platform and they're great friends. But now Scotty probably has, 75 comedy specials under his belt.
Wow.
So that was their dream child. And obviously they wanted to include Cheech and George because that's the Latin Kings. Paul Cheech and George, or as I like to call them, the Mexican Beatles.
It's Cheech and George,
And me and Joey we got lucky that we were some young comics, and there was when we shot it in El Paso, there were some other young comics that filmed that day as well. But they let us know. Paul let us know. Hey, only two of you are going to make. He says, you all made the cut because you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were five or six of us And he said, you've all made the cut. You all are great in what you do, and you're a different voice for young Latinos and, you know, the younger generation. Mm-hmm. And he said, but only two of you are going to make the film.
Wow.
And Joey and I were, you know, again, blessed enough that this whatever came across film came across well for us. Those other comics had great sets, too. You know, mm-hmm. they did. And I'm sure they were bummed out to this day that they're not on there.
Well, sure.
Because no one ever knows who didn't win the Super Bowl, right?
that's for sure.
But again, Joey and I were just blessed enough that we came across on film, and you know, and so that's how that came about. So I was just I couldn't believe. It's kind of funny. Two days before we shot that, Cheech was celebrating his birthday, and uh-huh. so we're all sitting at a table, big table, nice restaurant in Paso, and literally drinking. There's two bottles of tequila on the stage, uh-huh. and they were. I think they were like $500 a piece.
Oh,
and we're drinking it. Me and Joey kept looking at the table there, and there's George Lopez, there's Paul Rodriguez, Cheech Marin, there's the director, Jeff Bryan, who just directed some huge film, and, mm-hmm. and we're like, how did we get at this table?
You know? That is very cool, actually.
It was a great feeling.
Have you kept in touch with Joey Medina much?
Yeah, you know, Joey and I spent, I had dinner with Joey right after that for the next 4 years, probably more than I had dinner with my own wife. only because we spent so much time on the road together.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, we had a great time. Joey's my brother. Yeah. And then he got a radio gig in L.A. Mm-hmm. And literally working. You know how it is. You're working every single day. He's got to be there at 5 in the morning. And so ever since then, we don't get to see each other near as well. I was having 8 meals a week with him and back in the day.
Yeah.
And now, if I'm lucky, we might be able to do 3 shows a year together because we're both busy, you know, and which is again is a good thing.
Now I don't remember which movie you were filming one of your specials. I was actually doing mornings in El Paso, Texas, working for a country station at the time, KHY 96, and you
hey
baby, and we had Joey. We had you actually. You came into the studio. So I did a live interview with you in the studio, and we had a blast. I mean, we had you on basically almost the whole show, and it was just the neatest thing. And I remember we were talking about the special you were filming, and you were doing it right there, you know, at the big Plex there in El Paso. And I remember watching it several years later. I was on, I think it was on Comedy Central or something, and I was watching it, and I watched the end of the credits, and you actually gave me credit at the end of it. So I want to thank Chaz Malibu from KHY 96 for putting me on his radio show, and I thought, you know what, that's the coolest thing ever, because I interview lots of people all the time, and for you to give me a little credit at the very end, I thought that was just one of the nicest things I've ever experienced.
Well, I'm glad you saw that. I mean, because it took you 3 years to see it. But,
that's right.
I'm glad you finally did. But you know what? I grew up in hospitality. When I came to this country, yo me vine, I can speak a little Spanish, right? Yo vine aquí cuando tenía dos años. I was 2 years old when I came to the States with my family. And my mother was a housekeeper. My father was a waiter.
Wow.
You know, and so I grew up in hotels and restaurants and back of the house. And I know... I know that when the food is on the table, it's not one person that presents that. It's a lot of people that make that happen. So when you see Alex Raimondo, a special on stage, you know, on television, you know, it's not just me. Sure, I wrote the material, and I even have some guys that I like to write with that they help me, you know, get that stuff ready.
Yeah.
But there's a crew of 40 or 50 just making that happen, and then there's all the people, the promotions that it takes to get there, the money it took, the lawyers. I mean, it's a lot
it's
of people.
It's a process,
It really is, and I most people do, once you experience it. I mean, there's some a-holes out there that just think them, puro yo, you know, but I grew up to, my mama and dad, they'd spank me. They would they'd spank me today if they knew I didn't give thanks to everybody that helped me do something, so...
Wow.
So, it takes a lot of people to put on what you see.
Yeah.
And so I just like to give thanks, and thank you.
Well,
I'm glad you saw it.
Well, like I said, it really does. It totally struck me. I was sitting with my wife at the time. I said, oh, my gosh, Alex thanked me. And she kind of, you know, lit up a little smile, too. And I said, you know, it's so great to meet people like that and to see how successful you become, too, and all the things you're doing. You're still touring, still doing your thing. And, of course, you're bringing lots of clarity and lots of attention to La Raza here. And we really appreciate it.
Hey, cool. Well, hopefully when she saw that, hopefully, you know, it She realized, oh my God, yeah. Kaz, you're something special. And then she did something special
yes,
for you.
Yes, I'm so
you're welcome.
She did. Thank you, Alex. And we are still married today.